That's all the time that we have. Next week, we will be pre-gaming the presidential debate. Until then, Lisa Nichols.
It was lovely, as always.
And I am Derek Gary. Stay safe, everybody.
I think we got it now. We gotta get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome.
We would really rule.
We would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools. It's simple, that's the way to do it. I could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman.
Tracy Chapman.
Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw,
we would be really awesome.
We
everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go see.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth, on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so.
No one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
My fingernails have grown. You looking for the money? I drove back with Melody. We let those boys go free. We never asked for nothing.
So free from
Ruby Rose Fox there off her most recent album, Domestic. That song, Freedom Fighter. I feel like I need to listen to this album more and more as time goes on, particularly considering the political atmosphere right now in this country. Welcome. We're not a politics show or a comedy show. We're a local music show. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I'm here with you until midnight. We have a cavalcade of stars here tonight. I'm really just excited and pleased to have so many wonderful people here tonight. We have Matthew Connor here to talk about his latest EP, and he has a show coming up to release that EP with Orchids. It's happening over at the Once Lounge. And speaking of Once, we also have JJ Gonson in the house here to talk about upcoming show with Upper Crest, Hickoids, the Grannies. They're here. Vicky Porter is going to be joining us a little bit later. We have Dead Harrison setting up in Studio D. We have new music from a bunch of bands. And we're just going to start plowing right through it. Because that's what you deserve, is all the musics for your ears and for your heart and for your soul. And right up here, this is Matthew Connor, Night After Night.
This world ain't a place for dreams, not for people like you and me. I go downtown on a weeknight, I comb my hair, I wear something tight. Couple drinks and I feel alright, but I'd rather be home. I picture you and you're far away. Pressure mounts and the edges fray. Some things we do for love, some things we do for pay. Night after night, it's the same routine. Life never quite looks the way you dream. I never became who I wanted to be. This city's no good for a girl like me. Break. It's something small, but that's all it takes. I fold it up and I throw it away. It's for me alone. I picture you, it comes easily. Something small, it's a luxury. We'll take a day eventually. Night after night, it's the same routine. Quite looks the way you dream. Oh, oh. I never became who I wanted to be. This city's no good for a girl like me. I lost the plot and 6 o'clock and it doesn't stop, and it doesn't stop.
Matthew Connor.
Hello.
Welcome. Thank you for joining me here in the studio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Kind of a different sound for you.
Yeah, we're getting different.
How did that come to pass?
I don't know. Just kind of everything that I do is such a sitting at home all alone with the computer kind of process. So it's just kind of over time getting more and more electronic and darker and sleepier and spacier.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
The progression.
And people will be able to purchase this EP in person, live and in person, 1 week from tomorrow night.
That is correct. Once Lounge.
And you're performing with Saint Nothing, with Orchids, and with DJ Manu.
Yes.
And for people who are unfamiliar with the Once Lounge, that is at 156 Highland Ave in Somerville. It's actually run by the lovely and glorious JJ Gonson, who's also here with us in the studio. She'll be joining us in a little bit. Have you performed at Once before? Is this your first show there?
First time.
It is a great venue.
I know, it's really lovely.
And folks will be able to go pick up your EP. They can also buy it online, I imagine.
They can. It is Bandcamp, iTunes, the whole works.
All of your local to you internet shops. And there's also a video for that song
there
that we just heard.
Yep.
That's already available. And folks can find that on your YouTube.
On YouTube, yeah. MatthewConnor.net has pretty much the whole works.
All of the things.
All of the things.
Beautiful. Well, let's hear, if you don't mind, shall we hear another song?
Not at all.
Off the album. Shall we have Since We Landed?
Let's.
Since we've just sort of landed here on Earth, or whichever planet we happen to be broadcasting from at this moment. Again, I'm here at WMFO Medford with Matthew Connor. This is his new EP, Night After Night. This song is Since We Landed. Since we landed,
color of powder. We ain't moving, so we must be sitting still. There's a dull gray light dripping down the walls. Dead fireflies in jars on the windowsill. The room is getting smaller with every breath that we take. I'm suddenly despising him. I'm slamming on the brakes. Since we landed, and you know when it rains, it pours. I'm leaning toward the light, so it'll catch my face just right. He's just watching his shoes dry on the floor, and he has to get up to get a drink. To concentrate real hard on the TV now. I'm lying on the blanket. He doesn't know I'm still awake. To say goodnight is to admit a mistake. So I listen to the wind, every move that he makes.
Matthew Connor there with Since We Landed off his new EP, Night After Night. Matthew's here in the studio with us. Hello.
Hello.
We were just talking about the cast of characters on your album, not just in terms of the musicians. We're talking about Beth Holub having played viola on that first track, Night After Night. Brian Murphy of The Shills with trumpet and vocals on Since We Landed that we just heard. But also the cast of characters in yourself, in the artwork that that you had done for the EP that's also playing into the not only the current video for Night After Night, but also the forthcoming videos for the other three songs. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, there's a music video that I directed all of them, one for each song, and each one is kind of a different character and a different vibe. So I had art for all of them, just this marathon day of eight different crazy makeups. Just my face was just howling by the end of it. But yeah, I had lots more to come. One video out now, and the video for that song, Since We Landed, is going to be dropping, who knows, any day now.
Very cool. Very, very cool. And again, we're here chatting not only about your brand new EP that's available online, it also will be available physically for people who are making it out to your performance at Once Lounge in Somerville, here in Somerville, beautiful Somerville. 1 week from tomorrow, that's the 20th of October, and you'll be performing with Orchids, Saint Nothing, and DJ Manu. And we were also talking about the recording of this EP, because you were able to not only work with a few different musicians, most of the parts are performed by you, yours truly. It's,
yeah, probably about 95% is me.
But you worked also with Jeremy Page, with Jeff Lipton, and what was that process like? Had you worked with Jeff Lipton before?
No, this is my first time with Jeff. Jeremy Page I've been working with for well over probably a decade now, old friend of mine. He's based out of New York. Just an incredible ear, a lot of fun to work with. He produces for and plays with Kendra Morris. I don't know if you know her, a soul singer out of New York, who's just phenomenal. So we kind of, we don't really even have to talk anymore, which is great. Like, I kind of schlep down to New York for a week and sit in his little basement, and we twiddle knobs and we kind of nod and grunt at each other and we know exactly what we're going for, and it's great. And then Jeff was a blast to work with. You know, it's kind of weird to go from someone that you know so thoroughly to meeting someone for the first time at his studio. But yeah, he's a trip. You know, you sit down and he just starts talking immediately, like just rattling up, you know, conversations, just like jumps right into it. We're talking for, you know, a good hour, hour and a half. And then he's like, okay, I have something for you to listen to. And I'm like, I didn't even see you press a button at any point during the past hour and a half. I don't know how he does it. It's weird Jeff Lipton magic.
Yes, there's some sort of fairy dust or the like that, yeah, that happens around him. I once had the chance to sit in on just some work that he did on a single, and it was, to me, it felt very sort of wall of sound mixed with a little Willy Wonka, and yeah, sort of a magical place to be in. And are there plans? I understand that you're currently working on the next thing after this. You have this capsule of artwork and videos and this EP and the show, but there's also almost the analogy that's coming to my head, which might not be terribly accurate, but sort of like a chain of flowers, like the next one, the next loop of your life is already blooming.
There's always a next one. It's I've always been very into planning things just like super far in advance. I could tell you the names of my next three records, which is kind of insane, but, and you know, like, it's always subject to change. You get into the studio and things are never quite how you imagine they would be, and you kind of follow it where it takes you, but the next thing is already in progress. I don't want to give too much away about it because there's still so much left of Night After Night to explore. But
I mean, absolutely, it does seem. I mean, the EP itself is sort of the first layer. It seems like, and I'm excited to see and hear what more lies ahead. Shall we hear another song off the EP?
Yeah, absolutely.
Scarlet 4 o'clock.
Perfect.
So this is track 3 off Matthew Connor's latest EP, Night After Night, and you can hear him perform it and also purchase it for your own little self 1 week from tonight on October 20th at Once Lounge, right here, Matthew Connor. Matthew Connor, right there. Scarlet 4 o'clock off Night After Night, the new EP. Matthew Connor's been with us, very generously giving his time and generously giving away a pair of tickets your show. We actually, speaking of the being sanctioned to give away a pair of tickets, we have the queen of once, JJ Gonson. Hi.
I'm the Quine.
The Quine.
The Quine.
Of once.
Hi.
Is here. So we're giving away a pair of tickets to
That's
see Matthew
exciting.
Connor with Saint Nothing, Orchids.
I'm excited about
DJ Manu.
This whole lineup. Did you put together that lineup?
I did.
That's really good lineup.
Thank you. They're my pals.
Yeah, yeah. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, I am too.
It's going to
be a very
cozy
night.
Yeah, nice. That room is really good with sort of ambient, trancy noises
happening
in it.
Yes, the once lounge.
Yeah.
The vibe.
It is. It's very vibey. It's vibrific.
Vibratastic.
Intact.
You can contact us via the Facebooks, via the phone, 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Or Facebook. If you have my number, you could text me. I ain't going to give that on air, but if you have it, there's a pair of tickets going. So we will give that away. We also, I have to tell the truth, JJ, you are also here to talk about something else.
Other stuff.
Do you want to talk a little bit about Once and the thing that is Once?
What is Once?
The sports bar?
Yeah, airing all major games.
Yeah,
starting at noon. Bud Light.
Oof.
Sorry, we won't go there. So, Once. What is Once? We call it Once. Once stands for One Night Creative Events. It's a brand of cuisine on locale, which is a all local catering company that's been hovering around Somerville for the past decade or so. We are a community center. We're a arts performance space and a hall that's available to do lots of different things, including getting married. People get married there, you know. And it's a lovely spot. And one of the things that we discovered when we took it over was that it has pretty good acoustics. And so we have been overjoyed to be able to host some really wonderful live musicians there over the last couple of years. We're very excited to have Matthew there. It's going to be great. And
can't wait.
One of the shows that I'm personally very excited about is actually this weekend on the 15th, which is, I think it's Saturday, right? I got that right?
That is indeed.
All right. Woo. Doing a great job with the promo here. the Upper Crust are playing, and if you've ever seen the Upper Crust are really, they just put on a great show, and they're amazing. They're legendary members of the Titanic's great Boston rock band, who do this amazing thing where they dress up and they put the QUE in rock. They are dressed as fops, so, French. What am I thinking? Like Louis Couture's kind of thing. They have like big wigs and
yes.
fancy clothes, and everything is like, let them eat rock. And they're very funny and they're brilliant. They're brilliant. But opening for them, there's these two touring acts. The Upper Crust are local and they're awesome. But there's these two touring acts. One of them is called the Hickoids, and the Hickoids are from Austin, Texas, and they are a really great punk band from Austin, Texas, like the same era as the Butthole Surfers, kind of. And the fact that they're on tour is just awesome. It's kind of like how we feel here about the fact that, you may know, the Proletariat are coming to our place soon for the first time in 33 years. They're playing so great. It's kind of like that to Austin. And then the other band that's playing is the Grannies from San Francisco, and they're a bunch of guys who dress up as old ladies and play like kind of Kiss metal. And they're hilarious and fantastic in much the same way that the Upper Crust are. And their guitar player, Sluggo, has deep, deep roots in Boston, is from here, and was the lead guitar in Hullabaloo, who were kind of a popular, noisy thing happening here in the mid-80s. So for me, as someone who's from around here and has toured a lot and worked in music for years and years and years, this is kind of a fun show because it brings out these people who I've known for a really long time, but these are the projects they're doing now, which is kind of awesome. And I think, I know Paula said earlier that she said that the Grannies was one of the best shows she saw last year. They're fantastic. They all really play the heck out of their instruments. It's sort of not metal like metal. It's more like like Kiss or...
Yes.
You know, more like singy.
Yes.
But great, like screaming guitar riffs and people in granny masks wearing huge platform shoes, like just shredding.
I'm extremely excited about that.
I'd like to give away a pair of tickets too if I can.
We have more tickets.
Let's give away
more tickets. So we are giving away a pair of tickets to see Matthew Connor at Once
and I also
on the 20th, and also to the Upper Crust show that's happening this weekend on the 15th.
And if you buy a ticket at www.oncesomerville.com, where you can get Matthew's tickets as well, if you buy an advance ticket to the Upper Crust show, the Grannies Upper Crust Hickoids show, you are automatically entered in a drawing for a $25 gift certificate to the bar for food and beverages, because you know we serve food.
Yes, delicious
and
food.
And we will be serving food at that show from 6 to 10 p.m. We are serving dinner, affordable and delicious and all local all the time. Ta-da!
Yes, it's one of the beautiful things about Bing! Once. I mean, it's a true community space because of that. It's local art, local food. Local love.
All the love. Hair are over there practicing right now. Oh my God, that show's going to be amazing. Don't miss it. End of the month, 21st through 23rd. Hair, the rock odyssey.
Yes.
Yeah, with some remarkable voices.
And a lot of the cast of characters there, also a lot of familiar faces.
Yep, absolutely.
So maybe less than familiar voices. It's neat. I recognize some of the folks, and I think, I don't know that I've seen you sing in public. That's
very
exciting.
Let me tell you, they can sing. That group of people over there, they can do that.
And when is Hair happening?
It's the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. It's two evening performances and one sort of early evening, late afternoon performance on the Sunday.
So in short, we're recommending that you move into once.
Right. We set up cots at night.
Yeah. Little blankies.
Yes.
Little pillow.
Oh.
Right?
We
like
nap time? Oh. We could totally do that.
We could do nap time.
We would rock nap time at once.
Right?
One little sports Weetabix. Bar and nursery.
Yes.
Nap time with Hair.
Oh, that's forget intermission. Thing. We need nap
little
time.
Little nap. I mean, for serious, I need nap time in general. This is an exciting thing. I'm excited to have you guys here. Once Somerville, there are basically a ton of shows happening. You can check them out on Facebook. There's also the Once Somerville website.
OnceSomerville.com is a really efficient calendar that has links with lots of information and ticket sales, which is nice. It's got all the ticket link is where it always says what the lineup is, and you can see. We actually use a ticketing system that has there's this magic thing where it's called the internet. We use this ticketing system where when you go to look at the lineups, you can actually click through to listen to the different bands on the lineup. So it's kind of cool. You can hear what the opening bands sound like.
It's awesome. So you can check that out also for Matthew's show.
That's very true.
You can check it out for all of the shows. Mm-hmm. And also we're talking about oncesomerville.com. We should also mention matthewconnor.net. All of these places to get your hot little hands on all of the things that you need to know. Shall we play a tune and chit chat a little bit more? So we're talking about the recording process. This is actually, I guess this is nepotism at work. This is a demo that was recorded at my house while I was making chili. So I had nothing to do with this at all. But this is a new project. It is called The Fellowship of Feeding Wolves, featuring Alana Sachs, who you might remember, a number of other folks as well. So I'm going to play this track. It's called So Well Held. And then we're going to come back to J.J. Gonson and Matthew Connor. We're going to chat a little bit more. But let's try to make this happen with technology. the Fellowship of Feeding Wolves, or TFOFW, so well held off their forthcoming EP. Little treat from me to you here on WMFO Medford. This is On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Pam. I am here with Matthew Connor.
Hello.
Hello. Who has a brand new EP, new video show performing at Once Somerville a week from tomorrow. You can find out all of the things that you might need to know or are permitted to know about Mr. Connor by visiting MatthewConnor.net. We also have JJ Gonson.
Hi.
The Queen of Once.
You want me to do it again?
Maybe.
I'm the Queen!
We also have Young Master Once here. Young Master Once, who's not obligated to speak.
He's the
Once
Prince!
That's made it all worthwhile.
The Oncelet.
The Oncelet. Twiglet. We're delighted to have you here. And nice. And again, you're sort of you're our neighbors.
We are.
You're right down the street.
We're actually, yeah, we are. I left the hair rehearsal to jog over. It's not ever so far away.
No,
it's good. It's good. I love, it's just one of the many things to love about the greater Somerville area, including this part of Medford.
That is a fact. And it's sort of it seems like the place that you've carved for yourself for Once is a pretty special thing, in that it satisfies all of the senses in a way. Like you're able to feed people in a number of different ways. Uh-huh. There are a number of benefit shows that you've had there over the past few years.
Mm-hmm. With more to come. Yeah, the Rockin' Holiday Flea is coming up, and we do a bunch of stuff around the holidays.
So feeding your community, both literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
And was that part of the ethos? Is it just something natural that came, like, here's a space, JJ, do whatever you want, and out comes this panoply of...
No, I think that Cuisine en Locale's mission is to support farms and farmers. That's the whole mission of the catering company. And I think that the natural kind of tendency of what we feel about supporting our community, about supporting farmers, is the same tendency to create a space that is very welcoming and open to a lot of people. It's funny, you know, I wrestle with what we are and who we are available to, and that some things work better than others. And that just has to do with comfort zone and, you know, personality and stuff like that. But I think that we do try to be really open to lots and lots of different kinds of events, not just maybe, you know, all rock or all folk or something like that. You know, we try to be open to a lot of different things, and that is definitely just in the nature of the company, to be supportive regardless of what the art form is. And we're that way about farms too. Cuisine en Locale will purchase food from any local farm that is practicing what we think of as sustainable, ethical growing practices. And we try to support a lot of different farms and to buy a lot of different kinds of food.
That's very like the musical philosophy.
Yeah. Well, I think in a lot of ways, making a meal as a caterer, because we are Cuisine en Locale is a catering company, and what we do is create parties for people. We create these events and atmospheres, and I think that creating a menu is not unlike creating a set. That when you're putting flavors and dishes together and thinking about their sequence and how they work together, that's not completely different from putting together songs. And when you create a dish, that's not completely different from writing a song. Ephemeral? It's fleeting and temporary, but at the same time it makes an impression and leaves a memory. You can't ever tell somebody exactly what something felt like when you heard it live, or exactly what it tasted like when you tasted it, but you'll remember the feeling of enjoyment.
You're making me so hungry.
It's very poetic.
Again, we should probably mention the address. Once Somerville. It's 157.
156?
156.
156. Yeah. 150, no. It's good there is no 157, so you'd probably find us by the big glowing awning that says Once,
Once Somerville.
People are like, I Hard can't find miss. It. I'm like, it's in the sky over your head.
Right there. Look up. Looming.
Looming large.
As a kindly influence in your night.
Once.
And again, oncesomerville.com. You can find all of the details that are fit to print.
Indeed. And we appreciate it. And we appreciate that you're supporting us. Thank you.
Absolutely.
For that.
We appreciate you.
And thanks to you. And thanks to everyone community. Who comes to shows because it's really or to dinner or to just shoot some pool or play some pinball
or to watch
Adam's
some sports.
Family pinball
or to watch some sports yeah
go Pats can't believe I said that go Falcons the Falcons are the Cambridge Ringe in Latin
yeah right mascot. Next to Somerville High School 156 Highland Avenue
are you a Falcon
I'm a Falcon
yeah he is
alright go yeah. Falcons I feel like that should be our battle cry for this evening.
If Once is going to become a sports bar, we're definitely going to be showing local high school sports.
Absolutely.
That would actually be a beautiful
thing.
That is
the kind of sports bar we would be. We're like, and next up.
The Arlington Cambridge game.
That's right. We've got a mini soccer game between the Tiny Tots of Arlington and the Pee Wees of Belmont.
I would want to see
that. Oh, no,
that.
Wait, honey. This way.
Line up for the orange slices. Although locally sourced orange slices might be a little tricky.
You know.
But if anyone can pull it off.
Yeah, right, as long as they're sustainable and not sprayed. And
it'd be hard.
Preferably organic.
We might need to move once, just for the night. Well, let's hear another song. Do you guys want to stick around and chat, or do you need to...
You know what I have
to do? You need
to
get going. You got to get back to hair, don't you?
I do, actually. I'm going to go back, hopefully just in time to let the sunshine out, because they should be wrapping up pretty soon.
Oh, there's a Smiths lyric that's just lodged right? in my head right now. That's perfect.
I let the sunshine in a few hours ago, and now I need to let the sunshine back out again.
It's beautiful.
And they are really, if you love hair, and I have a friend who loves hair more than anything in the world, and I plan on bringing her to the show every night, you have three opportunities to sing your head off and cry and do all those things that you do when you see hair. And it really is, it's amazing. They're remarkable. If you saw they did a Bowie tribute called
yes.
Stardust to Black Star, where they yeah. did all of Ziggy Stardust and then all of Black Star and then a greatest hit set with three different Bowie bands, and it was like unreal. It was unreal.
Very cool. Thank
it's
you,
good
JJ.
Stuff.
Coming up this weekend, the 15th, the Upper Crust with the Hickoids and the Grannies. Coming up on the 20th, we've got Matthew Connor with his EP release, Night After Night, together with Orchids, Saint Nothing, and DJ Manu. And then we've got Hair. So really, just do not leave the building. Don't leave Somerville. There's no reason to. We love you.
Snap.
Thank you all for coming.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Love you. Thank you.
Love you guys. And I guess I'll play you off with a little Butterscotch. This right here is called New Song.
And get a beer.